Gonna do half and half?
What are you talking about?
You gotta watch some stupid, terrible Yankee play some baseball.
Derek Jeter, captain.
Never heard of him.
Of the Bronx Bombers.
Daryl Strawberry?
Is going for his 3,000th hit.
What's a Bronx Bomber?
A feat never before accomplished.
What about the movie Mr. 3000?
That's by a Yankee. Never before has a Yankee hit 3,000 hits.
Well, that's because they suck.
You've had Gehrig. You've had DiMaggio. Mattingly.
Yeah.
The
don't
Babe.
Don't forget Mattingly.
Mantle. Maris.
Don't forget Mantis.
None of them.
Yeah, Mantis has hit him out of the
ever
park.
Hit 3,000 hits. And Derek will do it today.
Wow.
Possibly tomorrow if he doesn't get another hit today.
Yeah, let's hope for...
Or the next day.
But he's definitely going to
get
it.
In the next 3 days, he's definitely going to hit it.
So we're rushing this just on the off fact that he might get...
That's the game of sport, my friend.
Well, it's not
the
really
off chance.
We're talking baseball.
Oh, it's just too damn hot.
Yeah, why are we doing this outside?
Because you said let's do it outside.
I said let's walk to Starbucks, so, and now you're like, let's not walk to Starbucks because I don't have enough time because Derek Jeter might hit a 3,000th home run.
3,000th home run would be impressive.
I don't watch that much baseball, so I can't really
gauge. Well, the most home runs is like over 750. So it's just like a little bit over 750.
What do you mean over 750?
In a career, 750 home runs. 3,000 home runs would be... A robot would have had to play baseball.
I thought you said other people have done 3,000 home runs.
No. 3,000 hits. Hits. Base hits.
Wait, how many... Okay. So how many... home runs does Derek Jeter have? 3,000? 2,900?
No. He has 2,999 hits. How are you not getting this?
Hits? So you're just hitting the ball?
A base hit. Single, double, triple. Base hits.
Oh, that's kind of lame. I thought it was 3,000 home runs.
How is that lame? That's an amazing feat.
Mr. 3,000. He hit 3,000 home runs.
No, he did not.
You sure?
Absolutely sure.
Bernie Mac? Yo. Bernie Mac? That's the best Bernie Mac I had.
Well, it's no Guillermo.
We all know. Oh, we're going to pass the barking dog again. I passed this barking dog the other day when I was outside, and he didn't bark at me.
Well, I know it's a lie because you weren't outside. So
that's true, I wasn't.
It's a huge lie to start off our triumphant return to the podcast.
Saturday, a week after we've done this.
Saturday morning. We took a break for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Even though not like we did anything. We just took a break.
We could have easily spent,
we had a long weekend. A long weekend. We could have easily done it.
Yeah. Whoa, fuck, that's...
There's like a mourning dove. No, it's fine.
Oh, it's fine.
Thought it was very injured, just playing dead.
Yep.
That was interesting.
It was.
So it's so hot today.
How hot is it?
I brought an extra pair of clothes to change into.
If you sweat through your other ones.
Yeah, because I know I'm going to feel really shitty when I have to go out, like when we're going out to dinner later. I'm not going to be wearing these shorts.
Yeah, what are you, an amateur?
It's so hot.
How hot is it?
That I stopped by Ralph's on the way to your house to buy more deodorant because I used it all up.
Oh, I need to buy more deodorant
throughout the week.
Too.
And I put it on right before we came outside, which...
I've always been a fan of having, like, a car deodorant and then a house deodorant.
That's not a bad idea.
Because I'm forgetting sometimes. Sometimes I'll forget.
I've always wondered, can you put deodorant on other areas of your body?
Well, it depends. Don't put Axe on your nether regions because it burns. And I called them up and
Axe.
I got a...
Axe? What are you talking
body
about?
Body spray. Axe body spray?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, Axe deodorant.
I wouldn't do either.
I had to call them up and explain to them my pain, and they sent me 2 free big bottles of Axe in return.
That's pretty nice for, like, operator error, for you being an idiot and using it on your balls.
They just said that. I mean, I didn't know, and it was just, there was a lot of burning going on. I'm not going to say where it was.
Sure. Could have been your knees.
It was probably
kneecaps.
It was the inside of my knees.
Inside of your knees.
The knee pits.
That's what the nether regions are.
True.
Everyone knows.
It's down under.
But Do they have body deodorant?
Yeah, it's called body spray.
But that, I don't think body spray works that well. It, like, you spray it on, it's gone, it dissipates, it rubs off on your clothes.
Yeah.
Unless you're naked the whole day, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. It's that armpit that seals the freshness. That's what they say. The armpits are the freshness sealer of the body.
Yeah, the envelope of the body.
It's true.
You got to seal
it. You know, lick it, stamp it.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm out of practice. I'm talking nonstop for 25 minutes.
You seem normal to me.
Well, I don't know how to take that, but thanks,
probably
I guess.
Probably not as a compliment.
I did get a new job during during our hiatus.
Shut up.
I did.
No way.
Yeah. It's working on a TV show this time, not a movie. TV show's called Hawthorne. It's on TNT. Came in right at the end for the last episode.
Is that the cable station that knows drama, like, really well? They're drama aficionados?
No, I hear they know, like, they seriously know drama. Like, they're, like, BFF with drama.
I hope they don't comedically know
Isn't
drama.
That their tagline? We're BFFs with drama?
We're pretty tight with drama.
Stars Jada Pinkett Smith. The search is out to see Will Smith. Haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen Willie, Big Willie Styles?
No. Man.
That's kind of sad.
I don't know if I should say hello when I see him, just like normal, or say something that's...
Hey, man.
Woo!
Something like that.
Well,
you gotta imitate that. The imitation is the best form of flattery. And
people do say that.
No, in interviews, you're supposed to mock their motions and, like, what they do.
Did you read a book about this?
Nah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe in school they told me that I should mock
What class was this?
Interviews. Interview class.
Oh, interviews, like 102?
It was AP interview.
Oh, AP interviews. Yeah. I didn't take AP interviews.
Oh, it was great.
I heard the exam was really tough.
It really was, but it counted as college credit, so it's all good.
Yeah, I'm sure that helped you in your life.
Oh, it has.
I wish I would have taken it.
I've interviewed not many times out here for jobs.
A fuse of people. But this new job, I have to work really early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I have to get into work around 5:30, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But the perk of that is I get out around 4 or 5 p.m. So I have an entire afternoon to myself, which means I've started running and doing things that need to be done around the house during the workday.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, sort of a normal life for Brandon.
Sort of a normal life. My biggest complaint, though, is that just running in general, not only am I out of shape, but...
Mm-hmm. Agree.
It's hot out, and the sun is always out, so I'm running in the sun.
Yeah.
And I'm getting just a horrendous farmer's tan.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And I want nothing more than to run without a shirt so I could tan and run at the same time.
Well, then you run.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
But I am in no kind of shape to run without a shirt.
Yeah.
I have to get into shape to run without a shirt before I can do that.
So you got to deal with the farmer's tan for a bit. It's a catch.
Forever. I don't foresee myself ever being in the kind of shape necessary to run without a shirt.
Run without a shirt, yeah. I mean, you don't see...
It takes a certain kind of guy to run without a shirt.
It takes some gall to run without a shirt. There's a tag sale over there. I love tag sale. I'm a huge fan. I'm such a huge fan of tag sale. I will buy shit.
What are you talking about? Tag sale?
Yard sale. And up north, we call them tag sale. We're going to have to stop by that tag sale.
Yeah, we'll do it on the way back.
Shirt right there.
Do you want to challenge these guys to the court?
To the court? Let's go haggle. I love haggling.
I hate haggling. I'm not good at it.
It's so easy. You just say lower prices. And then
I'm not good at it. I feel bad because I look at it and like, there's probably a lot of sentimental value to that. I don't want to rip her off.
You are
what
a loser.
What am I doing?
That's a lie. You just don't know how to haggle. We're walking towards Starbucks. That's where we're going.
I know. We're eventually going to make it there.
You think Jeter's really going to hit the hit, though, by the time... I think
he's going to hit the hit. He's probably hitting it right now.
Oh, he just needs to hit the hit?
Hit one hit. Who? He needs a single hit.
What, are you going to cheer with him?
I am going to cheer.
He's going to get it.
I'm going to cheer, call it's my inevitable. Dad afterward. We're gonna...
What, did you just have a baby or something?
Why are you being like this? Why do you have to hit
because
shit on my dreams?
Because you're talking about a baseball player and doing something he's done 3,000 times in a row.
I met Jeter when he was a rookie at spring training. I got him to sign a baseball. He's been my favorite player since I started playing baseball. This is a big deal.
I mean, we're friends. I've maybe taken 3,000 poops since we've known each other. Oh, about 3,000. During my 3,000s, are you going to be...
I don't think you've taken 3,000 since we've known each other.
Yeah, it's probably impossible.
In a year?
I hope not.
365 days? That's...
I hope not.
That's well over 8 or 9 poops a day.
All right.
You have a problem, sir.
So when I get to 3,000, are you going to be outside the bathroom clapping?
You know, I am now. I wasn't going to, but I certainly am now.
Well, I'll keep you apprised to how much.
Please do. Come back to me in 4 years when it actually happens.
They call me Mr. 3000.
One of the main reasons I'm running and trying to like get back into shape. I don't really like when people say that. What kind of shape? Like, what shape are you trying to get into?
Oh yeah, I'm just trying to get in better shape, happy shape.
A shape? Like I'm in fine shape right now.
Yeah, not bad at all.
But it's because I've started dating.
Dun, da, 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 da. Wait, what?
I know.
You didn't tell me this.
Yeah. So I
spit it out.
Met a girl, and we've dated a few times, and there's no kind of motivation better than the possibility of a girl seeing you naked
for the first time. You are going there. I am so happy you're going there.
It's the kind of motivational speakers. You have, personal trainers that try to motivate you. I can write a book. It would be 3 pages long. All 3 pages would say, meet a girl, possibility of sex, workout. That's the whole motivational scheme.
Too bad that can't span across other addictions like smoking and, all other addictions. Just the possibility of a girl seeing, it could just be.
It's pretty impressive. I've never had this kind of self-motivation, but I mean, I don't even like seeing me naked.
Me neither.
It needs to get some kind of presentable shape,
yeah.
I'm not talking about like art museum.
No,
like mint condition. That's never gonna happen.
You're talking about YMCA swimming pool.
Swimming pool, maybe a swap meet.
Yeah, a good swap meet.
Yeah, like a
presentable.
Like what? A tag sale out there.
A tag sale.
You know, I'd haggle for me.
Yeah, I would. I might throw down $5 bill and say.
There's a lot of sentimental value to me, I would say.
There's a few.
Probably wouldn't ask for much less I'm offered.
Definitely not.
The other thing about like running is I've never been a shower every day kind of guy. I just don't.
I can smell that.
I don't feel the need. But when it's this hot out, obviously. Definitely a shower every day.
Yeah.
But when I run, it's usually a shower every 2 days. Or twice a day. Twice a day.
That doesn't make any sense. I completely agree. It's the worst.
And
so much more clothes are being... That's the worst part to me.
That's what I'm getting to. I've been able to push my laundry to every 2 weeks. But now, since I'm working out, it's hot. I only have 2 pairs of shorts because, again... These legs, they don't come out for just anyone.
They're not made for walking.
But every day this week, I've worn shorts. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm getting glares.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't say people are avoiding me in the hallway.
No,
they're turning away.
Yeah. You got a little white chicken legs.
Well, I like to think of them as personal reflectors for when I run at night.
That's true. See? Now we're talking.
So, yeah. It just... I think it's a win-win for me.
Yeah.
I don't get run over.
It's a win-win-win, because it's a win for everyone else, too.
Well, it's like more like a win-win-lose.
Yeah, I guess it is probably more
like a loss for everyone else is more significant.
Yeah. Wearing a black shirt was maybe the worst idea I've had today. But I just woke up, so there's a long day.
You literally just wake up.
Long days of shitty.
Got over to Max's house. He texts me, "What are you doing?" I'm right downstairs. That's what I'm doing.
That's
true. Because we agreed to meet at a certain time. And he asked me, why didn't you text me when you were on the way over? This is coming from him still laying in bed, clutching his iPad like it's a newborn koala bear.
Would I be the newborn koala bear, or would he be the newborn koala bear? Might the iPad be the newborn koala bear?
Honestly, you're probably the newborn koala bear.
That's true.
That thing is more like...
more like some eucalyptus tree. That's what they cling to. You like
they
that?
They have chlamydia. Do you know that?
Always?
Yeah. A lot of koalas, it's a huge epidemic in the koala community that chlamydia is, it runs rampant through koala bears.
Huh. Yeah. So how are you related to the koala?
Wow. Wow.
Ladies.
Just talk about me dating.
Good thing he's not single anymore.
Wow. Well, let's not go that far. I don't wanna...
We're walking behind a church and I hear the choir. Cannot hear that. I guarantee it.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
It probably just sounded like a bunch of wind.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got any more topics for today? Or
I'll be honest with you. Blew through those pretty fast.
Yeah.
I have one topic that it's gonna be apropos of nothing now because I was supposed to mix it in to the other conversation. But now it would just make no sense if I brought it up.
Okay.
So I'm just going to talk about it.
All right, let's do it. Let's walk back to the tag set while we do it.
I think that shower naked is the best possible naked for guys. Because you're wet.
Yeah.
You're, like, shiny. It's distracting. You have suds and stuff.
Yeah.
You're always moving. As long as you always keep moving... That's
yeah. You just and no awkward poses. You know what you can unless you can put your arm on the wall
yes,
too.
Oh. The Will Smith arm on the wall.
Damn,
he is so good at the arm on the wall.
Because if
show.
His arm was just down, he wouldn't look as good.
No,
he wouldn't be woo. He'd be woo,
woo.
Just woo.
It's a soft, sad woo.
Yeah. Oh, that fizzled out pretty quickly.
What do you have to talk about? What's going on in your life?
Nothing really.
All right, let's leave it there.
I was just going to get into it, but I mean, we don't have to. Working on some TV shows, making them happen, and hopefully shooting a movie in September.
Yep. We're still waiting to have that full House of Horror podcast.
Yeah.
It'll be coming.
It'll come, good or not.
It will be coming.
It will be sad or happy.
I kind of would, the sad one would probably more fit our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Than
it would be a real first world problem is losing your movie.
No, I think that's just a problem.
Yeah, that's a shitty problem.
Oh.
Yeah,
I just think it's good to be back doing the podcast.
It's great to be back. You know, I'm just so happy we're back. Let's
I feel
go
good
for our couch.
Max is dragging me this tag sale where they have a couch.
You know what they call it?
You don't need
sale?
A couch.
What do you call it? A yard sale?
Yard sale.
Garage sale.
Sidewalk sale. Garage sale. You don't need a couch because you already have one. Clothes not gonna fit. Furniture doesn't matter. Don't want it.
Fucking someone's. Oh no.
If they had like an old camera, I'd buy. I like old cameras at tag sales.
Me too.
Anyway,
enjoy your Mondays.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Monday.
firstworldproblems@gmail.com. Not the right email.
Mail. It's not oneworldprobs.
Oneworldprobs@gmail.com. At Probcast on Twitter.
Sign us out.
Max.
You've been listening to WKT4 First World Problems.
It's probably not gonna stick. It happened.
It did happen indeed.
We're back.
We're back minutes later.
Because Derek Jeter.
Who?
Derek, the Captain Jeter.
The Bronx Bombers.
Mr. November.
I thought it was Mr. 3000. Wait, why is he Mr. November? Is he on the calendar or something where he takes his shirt
hit
off?
Hit his 3,000th hit.
In November?
Guess how he did it.
Bunt.
Home run to left field.
No way.
His 3,000th hit was a home run. So not only... So here's the problem. Here's the problem with a 3,000th hit that is a home run. He doesn't immediately get the ball. Oh. A fan has it. So he's going to have to either buy the ball back, or the fan will be nice and give it to him for like an autographed, you know, other ball, bat, whatever. But he's going to have to get his 3,000th hit ball back.
That's so awesome.
From a fan.
I'd love to be the fan.
Oh, my God. But he did it.
Wow.
I missed it because I was recording the podcast.
Dedication, my friends.
But since it's modern technology, I just watch it on my phone, and I'm up to date.
That's crazy.
So basically, just wanted to...
Yeah, I'm glad.
You know, say that, rub it in your face a little bit.
Yeah.
Me being right. It's a common thing.
Yeah, 3,000 home runs. It's pretty... That's
God damn it. All right. That's about enough.